Families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Those relationships are based in part on the military security that we provide to the world.
Utah Senator Mike Lee appearing on MSNBC as liberals raised an alarm over the possibility President Trump will pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord.
The leadership that we provide to the rule with regard to the rule of law throughout Europe and elsewhere in the world. And that's not going to change by virtue of whether or not we're in this agreement.
While the president himself has made no formal declaration, sources close to the White House said the president's made up his mind to pull out of the agreement. A Pennsylvania man under arrest for carrying an assault rifle and a handgun at Washington, D.C.'s Trump International Hotel. D.C. police arrested Brian Moles around 2 o'clock this morning after they received a tip from the Pennsylvania State Police. Authorities say they found an AR-15 assault rifle in his vehicle, a handgun in the glove compartment, and 90 rounds of ammunition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
A crazy incident at the Orlando airport. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the details.
After a nearly three-hour standoff with a man they believe is armed at Orlando International Airport, police say...
We did recover a weapon. It was a simulated firearm. The gun was not real.
And Police Chief John Minas says the man identified as Michael Pettigrew was taken into custody after he spoke with a crisis negotiator. But apparently, Pettigrew was trying to commit suicide by cop.
The subject made several comments, pointed the firearm at the officers, said, shoot me, shoot me.
Pettigrew was taken for a mental evaluation. I'm Chris Barnes.
A truck bomb has killed over 80 people in Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials say the victims appear to be Afghani civilians, and there have been no reports of deaths at the foreign embassies. The bomb went off at the peak of rush hour when the streets of Kabul were packed with commuters, wounded hundreds of people. The Taliban, strangely, has denied any responsibility for the attack. USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
A soldier from Mississippi has died in a training accident at Fort Irwin, California. Randy Bell has the story.
Family members have confirmed that Sergeant Kyle Thomas is the soldier who died Monday night at Fort Irwin.
What happened was that there was an Abrams main battle tank rollover incident that occurred with our 2nd Battalion, 198th Armored Regiment, which is headquartered out of Senatobia, Mississippi.
Lieutenant Colonel Christian Patterson says another soldier who was injured in the accident remains hospitalized in stable condition. Two others have been treated and released. Fort Irwin spokesman Kenneth Dryley says Mississippi's largest National Guard unit, the 155th Armored Brigade Combat Team, has been there for a couple of weeks now taking part in war games.
They were beginning their large maneuver training against our 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment, which is the opposing force.
The training has been suspended as the Army tries to determine what caused that tank to roll over. Randy Bell in Jackson.
One of the nation's most infamous cases of a relationship between a teacher and a student is ending. Court papers show Valet Falau filing for separation from Mary Kay Letourneau. The Washington State teacher was 34 years old when she was convicted of rape for her relationship with Falau, and he was just 12 years old in 1997. The couple has two children. And Jeb Bush taking his bat and his checkbook and going home. The Florida governor will not be buying the Miami Marlins with Yankees legend Derek Jeter. USA Radio News.
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. It is currently 68 degrees Fahrenheit with a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 76. Calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour. And a chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 4 a.m. Patchy fogs after 3 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Southwest winds 3 to 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible during thunderstorms. And then tomorrow we'll be expecting patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise sunny with a high near 78 with west winds 5 to 13 miles per hour. We're going to start with the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski in just a bit. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. So, how's everyone doing today? I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty well myself. Memorial Day was just this past week, just past Monday, and hope everyone kept their lost ones in their prayers and went to a parade or two to honor them. Let's take a look. We have most of the news is mostly just stuff about Memorial Day, but there's also something about Lambertville's garden tour that I'd like to talk about for a bit, and also a spelling bee story that I think is important because, as someone who's been in a couple spelling bees in his life, I think it's very interesting kind of thing to do, and I think it's fun to participate even if you may or may not be that good of a speller. So, let's get started with today's events. The 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day is coming up on June 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The County Fairgrounds in South County Park in Ringo's, 1207 Route 179. Come celebrate everything Hunterdon. Admission is free, and the event will include family-friendly activities such as petting zoos and pony rides, a reptile show by Reptile World, tethered balloon rides in the Unity Bank Balloon, fire department and rescue squad vehicles, outdoor children's games and activities, demonstrations by local community groups, come and meet local businesses and nonprofit organizations, and the community shred event hosted by the county clerk from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please note that there will be a $5 voluntary donation for parking. For the vendors that will be participating at the event, setup is highly suggested that you bring a 10x10 pop-up tent for cover. You may also bring your own chairs and tables. Each space is approximately 15 by 15 feet. And if you paid for electricity, please bring a 25-foot extension cord. Vendors can set up anytime after 7 a.m. on Saturday, June 3rd. Upon arrival, you'll be checked in and directed to your space. All vendors should be in place by 10:45 a.m. After 10:20 a.m., cars will not be permitted in the exhibit area. Please note that breakdown will not be permissible until after 4 p.m. This event will be held rain or shine. Please be sure to dress accordingly for your comfort. For the food vendors, please set up 2 hours before the show. This will give the health inspector plenty of time to visit each food vendor prior to the event. Food vendors must apply for a permit through East Amwell. The White House Wind Symphony, Hunterdon Harmonizers Free Concert in Flemington. The White House Wind Symphony, under the direction of Branchburg resident James P. Shealy Jr., and the Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus, under the direction of Don Reckonbell, will be performing a free concert on Saturday, June 10th at 4 p.m. at Borough Park in Flemington. This is the concert, sponsored by Media Tech Foundation, will include a wide variety of enjoyable patriotic music. This concert is free and open to the general public, allowing a goodwill offering will be taken, although a goodwill offering will be taken to benefit the band and chorus, both nonprofit groups comprised entirely of volunteer musicians. Concertgoers of all ages, from the youngest to the young at heart, are encouraged to attend and to bring picnic blankets and chairs. In the event of inclement weather, the concert will be moved into the historic courthouse. The White House Wind Symphony was founded by conductor Emeritus Casey Bork in 1996. Since its founding, the band has grown rapidly, attracting experienced musicians as regular members from all over New Jersey, as well as New York City and eastern Pennsylvania. It is now comprised of approximately 50 amateur and professional musicians who perform together regularly to enthusiastic audiences throughout central and northern New Jersey. It was recently voted winner of the Hunterdon Happening list in the category of Favorite Musician Band for the third consecutive year. The ensemble continues to present the best in all varieties of wind band literature. For more information, please visit www.whitehousewindsymphony.org or go to their Facebook page, White House Wind. The harmonizers are an all-male a cappella singing group located in Flemington. Performing together since 1984, they are a favorite among locals. Harmonizers are dedicated to promoting and preserving this truly American art form known as barbershop harmony. For more information, please visit www.njharmonizers.org. Established in 2003, the Media Tech Foundation is a nonprofit organization that operates on the second floor of the Flemington Free Public Library, offering maker activities, coding classes, homework help, computer access, and social video game play. For more information, please visit www.mediatech.org. Funding has been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council on the Arts Department of State, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, through funds administered by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. We're going to take a short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Going to continue off with our list of events. Here, the Open Air Theater begins with Ragtime the Musical. The Washington Crossing Open Air Theater in Titusville, New Jersey, reopens for its 2017 summer season, launching the first of six scheduled productions in an abbreviated season that will continue through August. Opening Friday, June 2nd, and continuing through Sunday, June 11th, Ragtime the Musical will be performed in concert. Performances are on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:30 p.m. At the dawn of a new century, everything is changing, and anything is possible. Set in turn-of-the-century New York, the stories of an upper-class wife, a determined Jewish immigrant, and a daring young Harlem musician unfold. All three share a desire and belief in a brighter tomorrow and their pursuit of the American dream. With book by Terrence McNally, music by Stephen Flaherty, and lyrics by Lynn Ahrens, Ragtime the Musical was nominated for 13 Tony Awards, winning Best Book and Best Musical Score. The celebrated score includes Wheels of a Dream, Back to Before, and the title song Ragtime. The Open Air Theater's concert version of Ragtime the Musical features performers well known to area audiences. Tim Chastain will play Cole House Walker Jr. Chastain delighted audiences during the 2016 season when he took on the role of Sebastian in Disney's The Little Mermaid. Michael Muller returns to the stage as Tate. Muller has been seen in numerous leading roles over the past seven seasons, including King Triton in Disney's The Little Mermaid, and Zsa and Albin in Le Cage aux Folies. Anna Hentz will be seen as Mother and previously played another mother, Mama Rose and Gypsy, during the 2013 season. David Whiteman will play the grandfather and receive rave reviews for his portrayal of King Arthur in the 2015 and 2016 productions of Monty Python's Spamalot. This production will welcome three actors appearing in their first production at the outdoor venue. Matthew Robertson of Yardley in Pennsylvania will play younger brother. Saray Cole of Trenton will play Sarah, and Kate Rokon of Lawrenceville, New Jersey will play Evelyn Nesbitt. The Washington Crossing Open Air Theater production of Ragtime the Musical in concert will be performed on Friday, June 2nd, June 3rd, and Sunday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. The show returns for a second week of performances on June 9th, June 10th, and June 11th. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for children 12 and under, and $12 for seniors 65 and older. Tickets can always be purchased at the Open Air Theater box office a half hour prior to the performance, and group discounts are always available. The speaker series Learn About the History of Dissent in America, June 4th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Prowlsville Mills, 33 Risler Street in Stockton. The historic Prowlsville Mills kicks off its new speaker series at 1 p.m. on Sunday, June 4th, with an exploration of the role of dissent in American politics from our nation's inception to current times with author Ralph Young. Young, a Temple University history professor, says that from colonial days to our current turbulent times, dissent shapes our nation. Given the rise in protests and resistance during the last year, a look backwards in time can inform our current conditions. Young is the author of Dissent, The History of an American Idea, a narrative history of the United States from the standpoint of dissenters and protest movements. The book was a finalist for the 2016 Phi Beta Kappa Ralph Waldo Emerson Award. He's also the editor of Dissent in America, Voices That Shaped a Nation, a compilation of 100 or more documents by American dissenters. The event is the first in a planned speaker series at Prowlsville Mills, so be sure to check it out. Hunterdon and Polo Classic, June 10th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Fieldview Farm, 342 Quakertown Road in Pittstown. The Hunterdon Foundation presents the Hunterdon and Polo Classic on June 10th. Hunterdon and Polo Classic continues the tradition of family-friendly fun while raising funds and awareness for charitable organizations. Join them on June 10th for a day in the beautiful Hunterdon County countryside, enjoying the fast-paced action of a live polo match. The events of the day include a classic car parade and display, a demonstration by the Tewksbury Foot Bassets, the best hat and best tailgate competitions, Essex for Hounds, face painters, and the ever-popular Stomping of the Divots. The event is hosted by Fieldview Farm, and the funds raised from this event will benefit local charities. Go online to www.hunterdonpolo.org for more details and information on purchasing tickets and tailgate spaces. General admission tickets are $35. Tailgate spaces start at $200, and children under 12 are free. The School's Out Food Truck Festival, June 24th from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Bunt Park, Red Schoolhouse Road in Lebanon. Join us for a night of live music, wine tasting, and sales by Unionville Vineyards, and most of all, 8 food trucks. From 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., Alex Allegra performing on stage. Miss Allegra entertains audiences with her original songs, as well as select country classics and country pop favorites. Then at 6:30, Making Cover Bands Great Again, see the big fuss. Pernesia EP Release Party at the Prowlsville Mills, June 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sawmill at the Prowlsville Mills, 33 Risler Street in Stockton. Pernesia, formerly known as the River City Healers, is celebrating the release of its debut EP with a full two-set concert. This will be a party to remember, and everyone's invited. Bring your kids, bring your friends, and bring your dancing shoes. Many more details, including food and drink info, to come. The show will take place at the beautiful Sawmill at Prowlsville Mills, so there will be plenty of room for mingling and dancing. $10 admission. Our debut EP will be on sale for $10, and kids under 12 get free. See you there. June 25th, 6 to 8 p.m., rain or shine. Pernesia blends vintage jazz with gypsy, klezmer, and folk influences to create foot-stomping, spirit-lifting music. The Mill Ballet Summer Dance Camp, June 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mill Ballet School, 243 Union Street in Lambertville. The Mill Ballet School is proud to announce Summer Dance 2017. This year's program includes our choreographic workshop for ages 10 and up, ballet technique intensive for ages 9 through 18, magical mornings for ages 3 to 5, junior dance camp for ages 5 to 8, and young dancers workshop from ages 8 to 12. In addition, we offer open enrollment dance classes for all ages and levels. Hope you will join them for this summer for an exciting and enriching experience. For more information and registration, visit www.millballetschool.com/summer-dance-programs. Hunterdon Parks Nature Camp at Echo Hill and Teetertown. The Summer Nature Program is an opportunity for kids entering kindergarten through grade 10 to connect with and explore the natural world. Program leaders facilitate hands-on activities that foster kids' innate curiosity about nature and wildlife. Campers and parents alike rave about Nature Camp, making one of the park's division's most popular offerings. leaders for the Summer Nature Program are experienced in guiding children outdoors and are certified in first aid and CPR. Group size is a maximum of 10 to 12 campers, depending on session and location, with each leader being aided by an assistant or volunteer counselor in training. Special canoeing instructors host the paddling clinics and canoe trips with our older campers. Sessions are available at both Echo Hill Park and the Teetertown Nature Preserve. Echo Hill is located at 42 Lilac Drive in Clinton, less than 15 minutes from both Clinton and Flemington. Teetertown is located at 30 Pleasant Grove Road in Lebanon, about 15 minutes north of Clinton or 15 minutes northwest of White House Station. Both parks offer diverse habitats to explore, including streams, ponds, fields, and forest areas. Note that camp is held Monday through Friday, no weekends. Camp will not be held on Tuesday, July 4th. These sessions are prorated. Children entering kindergarten, Echo Hill, or Teetertown from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. One-week sessions for about $105. You can explore Nature Bugs Camp. The Nature Bugs Camp is the perfect half-day adventure for your young nature enthusiast. Our park naturalists teach about local plants and animals through hikes, observations, crafts, and games. A safe and fun way to foster your children's interest in the natural environment. Nature Discovery Camp. Children entering grades 1 and 2 in Echo Hill or Teetertown, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., June 26th to June 30th, July 24th to July 28th, July 3rd to July 7th, July 31st to August 4th, July 10th through July 14th, August 7th to August 11th, June 17th to July 21st, and August 14th to August 18th. This full-day program allows campers to explore all the wonders that the parks have to offer. From searching for wildlife to toasting s'mores, Nature Discovery campers enjoy a great introduction to the world outdoors. Pioneers Camp, children entering grades 3 and 4 in Echo Hill or Teetertown from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., June 26th to June 30th. Pioneers enjoy activities that foster understanding of habits, adaptations, and other ecological concepts. Favorite activities such as shelter building help pioneers develop their outdoor skills. The Juniors Explorer Camp, children entering grades 5 and 6 in Echo Hill or Teetertown, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Camp out on the second Thursday night. It will be June 26th to July 7th. These two-week sessions give campers the chance to increase their understanding of nature as well as their outdoor know-how. Juniors learn basic canoeing skills on the park ponds before embarking on a day trip on a local river. A field trip allows juniors to discover nature beyond the county parks. The Junior Explorer experience culminates with a campout full of fun nighttime activities. Senior Explorers Camp, children entering grades 7th and 8th, Echo Hill or Teetertown from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., June 26th to July 7th. Senior explorers continue to expand environmental understanding and hone their outdoor skills. Team building activities, paddling clinics, river canoeing, and a field trip are all important components of the program. Seniors also enjoy a camp out night that includes pitching tents, cooking over a campfire, and exploring nature after dark. The environmental camp. Teens entering grades 9 through 10, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., with an overnight trip each Thursday for 2 weeks. June 26th through July 7th, and July 10th through July 21st. Environmental camp packs a lot of learning and adventure into an intensive two-week program. The session begins with team-building activities and the opportunity to participate in a high ropes personal challenge course. On-site activities include wildlife studies and outdoor skills practice. Participants are introduced to backpacking during an overnight in the Pinelands. A flatwater canoe clinic prepares campers for a canoe camping trip through the scenic Delaware Water Gap during the second week of camp. Throughout the program, Environmental Camp focuses on the importance of ecological stewardship and individual responsibility. Last but not least, we got the run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 mile Woofit Fun Run, Fun Walk, July 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. The Prowlsville Mills, 33 Weisler Street in Stockton. Grab your sneakers, maybe a leash, and your sense of humor. Join us Saturday, July 29th, for our run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 mile Woofit Fun Walk. This year's event will include our first annual 1 mile Whiffet Fun Walk featuring adoptable dogs from our good friends over at Animal Alliance in Lambertville. For race registration and event details, go to www.prowlsvillemills.org. Going to take another short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Osinski. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
An AR-15 assault rifle and a .40 caliber handgun were recovered from the vehicle.
Washington, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom describing the items found inside the car of a Pennsylvania man who was reportedly planning some kind of attack against the Trump International Hotel in Washington. The police chief praised the work between federal authorities and local authorities.
I believe that the officers and our federal partners, and in particular the tipster coming forward, averted a potential disaster here in our nation's capital.
President Trump says he'll announce his decision on the Paris climate change deal in the coming days. The president tweeted this morning as news reports began to surface he's pulling the U.S. out of the accord intended to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Paris Agreement was signed by nearly 200 nations in late 2015. It went into effect last November. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Germany announcing they're putting a hold on deportation flights temporarily after the terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan today, but it doesn't mean they're changing policy. Here's more on that situation.
Germany has deported over 100 Afghans since November, and another 12,000 are currently under orders to leave. Some have argued that no part of Afghanistan is safe and that the deportations are a human rights violation. However, there are no indications that the policy will change as a result of the Kabul blast, even though Afghanistan's capital was one of the areas deemed safe by the German government. Ira Spitzer, Berlin.
Polling data saying many Americans want to see the Senate change or kill the health care bill passed by the House. The latest Kaiser Health tracking poll finds 55% of people will have a negative opinion of the American Health Care Act. The same percentage want the Senate to make big changes in the bill House Republicans narrowly approved or reject that one entirely. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
U.S. Route 40 runs from St. Louis to Baltimore and for the next couple of weeks is going to have a national yard sale. Here's Mark Mayfield.
U.S. Route 40 is known by many names, the National Road, National Turnpike, the Cumberland Pike, but whatever you call it, it's 800 miles from St. Louis to Baltimore, are chock full of yard sales to stop at for the next few days. It's the 14th annual Historic National Road Yard Sale Days, now underway and running through this Sunday, June 4th.
In India, people worship cows, so it's surprising when their high court blocked the law that would have stopped people from selling cattle for slaughter. Here's the story.
The punishment for cow slaughter should be life imprisonment. That's the recommendation from the Rajasthan High Court to the Indian government. Currently, killing a cow in Rajasthan attracts a 3-year jail term. In Gujarat, too, where the BJP is in power, killing a cow can send you to jail for life. Just yesterday, the Madras High Court suspended a rule that banned the sale of cattle for slaughter. The Indian government has now indicated it could review that rule. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
The heat is off a Nashville Predators fan who threw a catfish onto the ice during Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. Allegheny County, Pennsylvania District Attorney says the accusations against Jacob Waddell do not rise to the level of criminal charges. Waddell smuggled the catfish into the PPG Paints Arena for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final in his pants, threw it on the ice in what's a Nashville Predators tradition. USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to just kick off the second half of the show with the news portion of the show. The NJ student tries to, again, to win the National Spelling Bee. Shrutika Patty of Cherry Hill made it to the finals of last year's Scripps National Spelling Bee for misspelling T, a large Chinook salmon. The now 11-year-old from Cherry Hill is back for a second try Wednesday, one of two returnees among the nine students representing New Jersey in the 90th competition. She tied for 22nd last year. So too is Julian Connaughton, a 13-year-old from Shohola, Pennsylvania, a 7th grader at Delaware Valley Middle School who was sponsored by the Tri-State Spelling Bee Committee in Montague. In all, 56 spellers are returning for a second time. Another 14 are back for the third time and 3 for the fourth time. There are 291 contestants in all. New Jersey's last four-time contestant was Catherine S. Wang of Morristown, who was ousted on the final day in 2015 when she misspelled Quinciento, a term referring to the 16th century Italian Renaissance. A sixth grader at Rosa International Middle School, Shrutika plays the flute and piano, swims, runs cross country, and considers Indian classical music among her interests. The winners received an engraved trophy, $40,000 cash prize, and a $2,500 U.S. savings bond, and an Encyclopedia Britannica reference library. In addition, there are trips to New York City to be interviewed on Live with Kelly and Ryan and to Hollywood to appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Wednesday's competition will be aired live on ESPN3. Thursday's final rounds will be broadcast on ESPN2 during the day and then on ESPN in prime time. Catherine Close of Spring Lake, a 13-year-old, is the only New Jersey student ever to win the spelling bee. She came in first in 2006 after correctly spelling Erzprake, a language reconstructed from later languages. Local students honored by Glenn Gardner, VFW, during Memorial Day. A group of four North Herndon Regional High School students were awarded $1,000 scholarships on Monday at the Spruce Run Memorial VFW as part of its Memorial Day ceremony. The students are Elena Arabia Meyer from Bethlehem, Brittany Gopher of Lebanon, Tyler Snyder of Clinton, and Joseph Reed of Annandale. Also from North Hunterdon, Cassandra Loyler of Annandale was recognized for her patriotic art submission. Cassandra's art, a picture of her grandfather, won second place in the state competition. Second place was Julia Vidal of Flemington. Julia attends Hunterdon Central Regional High School. Third place is Madison Scott of Bloomsbury, and Madison attends Delaware Valley High School. Quakertown Fire Company held its 2017 Memorial Day service. It's the 62nd Memorial Day service at the Franklin Township School in Quakertown. Paul Cortellis of Quakertown Fire Company served as Master of Ceremonies. The invocation and benediction was by Deacon Anthony Russo of St. Catherine of Siena Church. Keynote speaker was Tom Keyes, a decorated veteran who served in Iraq. Amanda Craig sang the national anthem. A highlight with the presentation of two award-winning essays by Garrett Luling and Julia McPherson in the contest held for 8th graders at the school. Boy Scouts from the Township Troop 108 conducted a flag ceremony while Girl Scouts of Junior Girl Scout Troop 80745 planted flowers in memory of Franklin Township's fallen servicemen. The observance was at the school flagpole, a nearby monument to the five Franklin men killed in action in World War II, Warren Boyce, Fred Disler, Andrew J. Hodulik, Robert V. Loosenring, and Porter C. Little. Readington Township's 2017 Memorial Day Parade was held on Monday. The ceremony included a performance of the national anthem by the Readington Township Middle School student Maya Corby, while Taps was played by Eagle Scout Matt Sidler. Township's police department's honor guard also took part, and prayers were offered by Larry Coyne, chaplain of the Clinton Fire Company. Both Mayor Ben Smith and Deputy Mayor Betty and Fort spoke. All right, discover hidden beauties on Lambertville's garden tour. Visitors to the Kalmia's Club's Hidden Gardens of Lambertville tour can slip past scrolled iron gates, stroll quiet lanes leading to a riot of colorful flowers, marvel at a woodland view, or pause for reflection by a bubbling fountain. This self-guided walking tour highlights 10 of Lambertville's most elegant, glorious, and elusive hidden gardens. The 21st annual tour takes place June 10th from 10 to 4, rain or shine, beginning from the Kalmia Clubhouse in 39 York Street. Proceeds assist with community outreach and annual scholarship programs for local young women. Every year, we're pleased to provide exclusive entry to a delightful variety of gardens that are usually hidden from view or only teasingly glimpsed by passerby, says Deborah Merker, Kalmia Club Garden Tour Committee Chairwoman. There's something for everyone, whether a wannabe gardener or even a commercial landscaper. Gardening clubs from throughout the region attend our tour. Set your own pace and allow the magic of nature to transform your day. The tour features an abundance of shade and organic plants, blooming perennials, annuals, herbs, shrubs, and trees, along with sculptures, fountains, creative hardscaping, and numerous individual flourishes, like an old chimney-turned birdbath and salvaged concrete curbing transformed into a sturdy border. Visitors can also consult Robin Cronin of Rutgers Nursery, who will be at the Kalmia Clubhouse from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Tourgoers can snap photos of plants and flowers they spot along the tour and ask Cronin if they'll thrive in their own gardens. The self-guided walking tour starts at the History Pink Kalmia Clubhouse. Tickets are available for $25 day of and $20 in advance at several stores in Lambertville and New Hope. Elm Street's Wonderland. Farley's Bookshop in 404 South Main Street. From boxwood, hostas, peony tulips, lilies, coneflowers, and iris to a variegated holly in an old-fashioned wagon whose contents change with the seasons, this garden bursts with color on all sides. The gardener's passion extends to ground covers that double as kitchen herbs, potted plants, and hanging baskets. Finishing touches include a dollhouse-styled garden shed, historic door knocker, and adorable bee house. The two-acre extravaganza, Bill Robbins' garden dates to 1880 and the largest garden in Lambertville. It is one of 10 gardens featured in the 21st annual Kalmia Club's Hidden Gardens of Lambertville tour being held June 10th. Dating back to 1880, what's now the largest garden in town is a wondrous series of outside rooms adorned with repurposed materials salvaged by the garden's architect. So don't be surprised by the parking meter and working street light. The park-like setting includes unique green spaces for meditation, swimming, dogs, and yoga. Two ponds replete with lily pads, tadpoles, graceful stone figures, along with numerous shade trees and overhead trellises, provide a refreshing touch. The shade-loving North Union Street garden provides plenty of options for entertaining and relaxation, along with a pleasing color scheme of whites, pinks, lavender, and blue. A fleur-de-lis stained glass window and chimney paths, patio, and an Indonesian teak garden bench fronted by a huge terracotta planter. Sparkle Week lanterns numerous plants from Bowman's Wildlife Wildflower Preserve deliver lovely accents. A one-time driveway was transformed into a private pea gravel forecourt flanked by an arbor vitae hedge, low field stone wall, lovely copertina, and sturdy mugo pine. A short stroll leads to arbors laden with summer snow, clematis, and honeysuckle. A small footbridge flanked with colas offers a smooth transition between May finals levels with a final wow, provided by expansive views of nearby woodlands. Matthew Jones and Lisa Stolzer's garden on 96 North Street, Franklin Street, are among the 10 gardens featured in the 21st annual Kalmia Club's Hidden Gardens of Lambertville. Tucked behind an 1869 North Franklin Street home is a diverse selection of colorful plants, several oak leaf hydrangeas, and a Korean dogwood. Past a slew of coleus, hostas, coral bells, black-eyed Susans, and coneflowers, discover a whimsical collection of birdhouses, sculptures, and stonework, along with a hand-built gazebo, goldfish ponds, and artistic stumpery, cleverly made from parts of dead trees and influenced by one designed by Prince Charles. The Kalmia Club's Hidden Gardens Tour will always take place on June 2nd Saturday, celebrated in Lambertville and nearby New Hope in Pennsylvania, as a day of fun, food, and the arts when local stores and galleries remain open late. Both communities are day trip worthy and offer a wide selection of restaurants and inns. There is free street parking available near the Kalmia Clubhouse between North Main Street and North Union Streets, along with paid parking downtown a few blocks away. Kalmia Club is a member of the New Jersey State Federation of Women's Clubs and the General Federation of Women's Clubs. The Garden Tour is the organization's largest fundraiser of the year. The century-old clubhouse is on the New Jersey Register of Historic Places and the National Register of Historic Places. Since 1996, Kalmia's annual fundraiser has raised over $108,000 and given ticket holders access to 216 hidden gardens. Take another short break. This is the Intern's News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to the Intern's News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We have three more stories to finish up. Made in Jersey's local company was part of the lunar landing. The American flag was about 70 years old when brothers Benjamin and Edward Annan found Annan flag makers in New York City in 1847. After the Civil War, business boomed as private citizens began. for the first time to display American flags outside their homes. Annan's business surged again following America's entry into World War I in 1917. All this business caused the company to outgrow its digs in Manhattan. Annan built a plant on Bloomfield Avenue in Verona in 1919. The facility featured the most modern equipment available at the time, including mechanized die cutters and motorized sewing machines. The Verona plant remained in operation until June 2013. Over the years, the company had a number of significant commissions, including flags for the opening ceremonies of the Brooklyn Bridge in 1883 and the American flags that were first planted in the North Pole in 1909 and South Pole in 1930. Though not specifically made for the purpose, Annan even manufactured a flag that was raised atop Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima, captured in the timeless photo by Joe Rosenthal on February 23, 1945. On July 1969, Annan was able to make a claim that was literally out of this world. The company supplied a flag for NASA's Apollo 11 moon landing mission, so one of its flags was the first to fly on the surface of the moon. The effect of the flag, stretched in a breeze, was achieved, incidentally, by a way of a metal rod that extended the top of the flag away from its support pole. There are no breezes on the moon. In addition to its corporate headquarters in Roseland, Annan has manufacturing facilities in South Boston and Cobbs Creek in Virginia and Coshocton, Ohio. The company produces more than 3 million full-sized American flags every year, while also making millions of smaller versions of Old Glory. High Bridge holds 2017 Memorial Day ceremony at Veterans Park. The borough held its Memorial Day ceremony on Saturday at C.K. Hoffman Veterans Memorial Park. Commander Bill Gooley from the High Bridge American Legion Post 188 was the main speaker. The invocation was given by the Reverend Bethany Popkiss of High Bridge Reformed Dutch Church. She also gave the closing blessing. The national anthem was sung by Kathleen Gooley, and Mayor Mark Desire spoke. Guest speaker was retired U.S. Navy Captain Lou DeLillo, who served 1965 to 1991. The Rifle Honor Guard from Belvedere American Legion Post 131 presided over the ceremony, performing a customary firing of their rifles. High Bridge Councilwoman Lynn Hughes spoke and introduced Liam Bulger, a youth member of the High Bridge Cultural and Heritage Committee, who spoke about the number of U.S. soldiers who were killed in the wars the United States had been involved in. He gave the number of those local who were killed in each individual war, starting with the American Revolution. Gooley also spoke about the seven members of the American Legion Post who passed away this past year. There were seven flags, one for each member. And during the ceremony, a family member came up and placed a flower at the base of the flag in honor of a lost veteran. A wreath was placed at the base of a flagpole featuring the American flag by members of the High Bridge American Legion Post 188 and the Boy Scouts Honor Guard. Honoring Polytech Team 4th in National Auto Tech Competition, cousins Todd Gruchach of the borough and Jeffrey Gruchach of Stockton recently represented the Hunterdon County Polytech Career and Technical School at the 25th Annual National Automotive Technology Competition, where they placed 4th. The duo was selected by NJ Carr to represent the new state of New Jersey on this national stage. After Jeffrey placed 1st and Todd 3rd in the Automotive Service Technology Division of the Skills USA Championship. Todd and Jeff have played and worked together since they were 2. And their familiarity with one another is strength in competition, said Christopher Schuerman, automotive technology instructor at Polytech. They work well together as they know it's each other's strong and weak points, but they also succeed because they put in the work and remain open-minded about learning new things. To prepare for the competition, Todd and Jeffrey began meeting with Schuerman in December. All three met on their own time after school hours and increased the number of times they met leading up to the competition. Todd and Jeffrey also trained for 14 days with service managers Chris Squarcia and foreman Pete Thibault of Mercedes-Benz in Flemington. The two volunteered to help train Todd and Jeffrey on a Mercedes, which was the student's pre-assigned brand for competition. Following their performance at the National Automotive Competition, both Todd and Jeffrey received job offers from Mercedes-Benz of Flemington and Mercedes-Benz of North America after they graduate from Polytech's 2 years automotive technology program in June. The program allows students to study all 8 areas of automobile and offers seniors an internship with the Flemington Car and Truck family. Graduates walk away prepared to enter the workforce. This was the 4th competition this year in which Todd and Jeffrey placed at the top. In addition to Skills USA, they previously competed against 124 other teams at the United Technical Institute, where they placed 4th, and at a competition organized by the Greater Lehigh Valley Auto Dealers, where they placed 3rd. The National Automotive Competition, held in conjunction with the New York International Auto Show, brought together the top teams from 30 states for 2 days of contests. On day 1, contestants took on the Workstation Challenge, moving through 10 stations that tested their knowledge of tools, measuring instruments, specific vehicle components, in addition to job interview skills. On day 2, the teams worked together in a lot amount of time to diagnose and repair problems under their cars' hoods. And that just about wraps up today's show. Thank you for listening in, and we'll see you all next week. This was the Interns News Corner, and I was your host, Wyatt Nasinski.
A man carrying a fake gun at Orlando International Airport taken into custody. Orlando police say officers last night responded to the reports of an armed man on the first floor of the airport in the rental car area. The suspect pointed the gun at officers and said, "Shoot me."
Our negotiators did a phenomenal job of talking with the subject for about 2 hours and finally got him to peacefully surrender.
That's Orlando Police Chief John Mina. The man identified as Michael Pettigrew, eventually taken to a hospital for mental evaluation. A U.S. missile intercept test being called a success by the Pentagon, which says one missile successfully intercepted and destroyed an intercontinental ballistic missile that had been fired from the Marshall Islands in the Pacific. That ground-based interceptor was launched from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base. We're online at usaradio.com, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Scott Pelley is reportedly out as the anchor of the CBS Evening News. No official announcement made, but Page Six is reporting Pelley's office was being cleaned out while he's been away on assignment for 60 minutes. Sources speaking of friction between Pelley and CBS News President David Rhodes. Court documents first obtained by the Palm Beach Post are backing up Tiger Woods' claim that booze was not involved in his arrest for DUI in Florida. Here's more from Sharon Reed.
According to the documents, Woods was found by officers asleep behind the wheel of his vehicle in Jupiter at about 3 a.m. Memorial Day morning. His 2015 black Mercedes-Benz was described as still running and the brake lights on. The documents also say 2 breathalyzer tests were given to the 41-year-old Woods and were negative. In a statement, the 14-time major champion said an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications was to blame. Woods had undergone fusion surgery on his back about 5 weeks ago. He's scheduled to be arraigned July 5th.
And today is World No Tobacco Day. The World Health Organization says it's a day of awareness meant to highlight how tobacco threatens the development of nations worldwide. A new report from the WHO says stopping tobacco use would not only help countries prevent millions of people from dying of tobacco-related disease, but would also help fight poverty and reduce large-scale environmental degradation. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
An AR-15 assault rifle and a .40 caliber handgun were recovered from the vehicle.
Washington, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom describing the items found inside the car of a Pennsylvania man